Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Gabrion. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pete Gabrion. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gabrion covering, for the out. McCoskey moves to third. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colaway moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. Colaway scores. Hodgen moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Joost applying the tag. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Gabrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabrion fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodgson bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Binks for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgson. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Gabrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCoskey moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 2 in the game. Binks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Gabrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Gabrion hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Pat Cooper pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Pat Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Philly. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Guerra pinch runs for Pat Cooper. Earl Harris now pitching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCoskey is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 3 in the game. Binks hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Fain scores. Rosar moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. George Dickey pinch hits for Mike Tresh. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is walked intentionally. Michaels moves to second. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Earl Harris. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to home to get Appling. Michaels moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. George Dickey now catching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0 for 4 in the game. Juist bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to second. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 4 in the game. Binks takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Binks moves to third. Fain moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Binks scores. Fain scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-4 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.